In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share my testimony about how I sort of came back to God. So I came to church around when I was around 6 years old, and I had really high faith in God. God was my best friend, and I had a journal, and I wrote in the journal every day. And I would tell him everything. Even when I was walking up the stairs, I would talk to God. When I was at school and something bad happened, I would tell God right away. So I always felt God was very close to me. And throughout my childhood, he showed me some visions. And I could really feel his guidance whenever I prayed to him about something. But then when I was around 11, 12 years old, church people started being mean to me, and they started saying bad things about me, and it's mainly my classmates, and I started feeling sad that they did that, and I didn't really want to go to church anymore because I didn't want to get picked on. And I thought, why should I go to church if people like aren't loving there? Like, people at church should be loving. And so I continued to go because my parents wanted me to. And I just listen to them, even though I really hated being at church. And then along with SSCs, I stopped going to SSCs because I thought church people were mean, and also something happened at my first SSC that made me stop wanting to go. So I stopped going. So years went by, and I didn't go for around 4 years. And every year there's SSC. There's two SSCs. So that means I missed 8 SSCs. And so the RE teachers used to ask me to sign up. But then after a few times when I rejected them, they stopped asking me. So then 4 years later, one RE teacher just decided to ask me to go to winter SSC. And I was really shocked because nobody had asked me to go to SSC for a really long time already. And then this RE teacher just came up to me and just said, "Oh, do you want to go to SSC?" And then... No, it's okay. Your mom can cut this out. Yeah. So he just said, "Oh, would you be interested in going to SSC?" And then, of course, I said no, because I was still very bitter in my heart. But then that whole entire week, I was thinking, "Oh, you know, should I go? I'm not sure if I should go." And then I started thinking about how I used to be so close to God, but then now I'm so far and I'm trying to run away from Him. And then I was thinking, "Oh, you know, I haven't been there in a really long time, and I'm not doing very well right now. I'm not very happy, and I'm always angry all the time, so maybe I should go back to God." So then one night, when I was thinking about that, a demon came to attack me. And so I was about to go to bed, and I was pulling the covers over my body. And suddenly, I heard the CDs on top of my stereo start to shuffle around, and some fell onto the ground. And then the stereo turned on. And it was on a radio station that I had never even heard of. Usually, when I turn the radio on, it's on the same station that I left it on when I turned it off. So when it turned on and it was on this other radio station, I was really, really scared. And the sound that came from the radio station was really, really scary. I can't really describe what it sounded like, but it was really, really scary. So I tried to turn it off as quickly as I could. And then again, I tried to pull the sheets over my head, but then the sheets were pulled from me. They were pulled from the bottom, away from me. So then, right when that happened, I felt something just push my hands, my wrists down. Like, I was in a T formation, like as if I were on a cross. Like, my arms were just held down to the, pinned down to the bed like that. And I tried with all my might and all my strength to try to fight back, but I could only lift my hands maybe half an inch from the bed, and I couldn't do it any longer. And suddenly, from the very beginning, my eyes just shut, and I kept telling myself, you have to open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes. But I couldn't open my eyes. I had no control over my body. I also felt pressure on my stomach, and it was pushing so hard that it was really, really hard for me to breathe. And on top of that, my jaw was moving up and down at such a high speed, that it was hurting my jaw. And it's not humanly possible to move your jaw that fast. And it was just moving up and down, up and down, up and down. And this whole time, I just told myself to open my eyes, but all I could feel was the hot tears just rolling down my cheek. And I couldn't even cry out to anyone because I was trying so hard to breathe at the same time. So then, I realized that I had control over my legs, and I tried really hard to kick, but that wasn't doing anything. And a while later after that, I could feel that the sheets were being pulled down some more, but actually it was my body that was moving upwards, and then my head hit the wall that was above me. And then shortly after that, everything just disappeared. And then I was crying really, really hard underneath my bed sheets, and I didn't get out from my bed sheets the whole night. I was too scared. My light switch is just above my head, and I was too scared to even reach my hand out to turn it on. I didn't have anyone to call. And even though it was really, really hot under the bed sheets that night, I forced myself to stay under there even though I was sweating really, really badly. And that night I was thinking about why that happened to me, and I realized that Satan was trying to stop me from going to SSC because I started thinking about going to SSC. And so I also realized that that whole time that I was being attacked, I didn't call out to God. Not even once. I didn't say hallelujah. I didn't say God help me. All I said was, you have to open your eyes and fight back. And I just depended on myself. So then I cried even harder because I realized that I'm so far from God. And I used to be really close to God when I was little, and I was just thinking, what happened to me? So after that, I decided to go to SSC. And from that SSC, I had one really good prayer, really, really good prayer. I never cried so hard in a prayer before. But that prayer, I cried really hard and poured out my heart and everything that was in it, all the negativity, all the bad things that I was feeling that was bottled up for years. I just poured it out, and after that prayer, I felt really, really light. So then I started pursuing after God with my heart, and I started doing more things for God, and I sought after God with my heart, and I prayed more, I read the Bible more, and then later on I started doing church work. So that was how I came back to God. And even if during that time I didn't feel that Satan was pulling me away, I didn't really think much of anything. I didn't think about if God was sad that I was being I was moving away from him or going farther away from him. I didn't think about Satan pulling me towards him. I just thought about myself only. I didn't think about how anyone else would feel either. But in actuality, I really think that God was hurt that I was straying away from him. And I also realized that Satan was near me that those few years. He was pulling me away from God, and I didn't realize it. So, yeah. I think we should realize that our faith is really important, and that Satan is just around the corner, and he's trying his best to grab you away from God. So just be careful and always pray to God whenever you have any problems, and don't try to deal with it on your own. If you need to tell somebody, then tell somebody. Yeah. The times that I felt God's presence in my prayers, or I felt that my prayers reached God, was when I put down my pride and told him everything, all my weaknesses. I was very open with him, and I acknowledged that he was my father, and that he's the only one who's able to know exactly what's in my heart, exactly what I'm feeling, and exactly what I'm going through. And I put all my trust in him when I prayed, trust in knowing that he is listening to me, he is going to help me, and he has a plan for me that's probably not my own thoughts, but he has his own thoughts and his own plans for me. And I just acknowledge that he's the Almighty God, and that I should reflect upon how I'm acting every day, or what I'm thinking or saying. And that's when I feel closest to God, is when I'm aware of my daily actions and I reflect upon myself each day. And when I do repent and I talk to God, I feel really, I feel joyful in prayer, because a lot of times people around you don't really know what you're going through, but God does know, and he's there to comfort you. And I don't want to say it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, well, one vision that I saw was when I was... One of the visions that I had was when I went to the mall with my grandparents, my parents, and my little sister. And my grandma, my mom, my little sister, and I went to shop in a store while my grandpa and my dad sat on a bench just outside the store. And after we shopped and bought some clothing, we went outside, but then my grandpa and my dad disappeared. And my mom and my grandma were searching and searching and searching and looking downstairs, and they started panicking and they tried calling my dad, but my dad didn't. They tried calling my dad, but my dad wasn't picking up his cell phone for some reason. And this is really abnormal because usually he picks up his cell phone, but this is the only time that he didn't. And so when I looked up at my grandma and my mom and saw that they had such worry in their eyes, I just prayed to God right there, and I put my hand on the railings and I told God, please, can you just show me really quick where my grandpa and where my daddy is? And then right then, God showed me a vision. And in the vision, I saw that I walked through glass doors, and then I went outside, and on the right-hand side, there's a bench that my grandpa and my dad were sitting on. My grandpa was sitting on my right side, and then my dad was sitting on my left side. And they both had their legs crossed, and they were both laughing. And then after I saw that, I quickly said, okay, thank you, God. And so that exit and entrance that I saw was the only entrance and exit that I knew of in the whole entire mall, because that was the one that I was most familiar with. That's the one that I usually go through. I don't go through any other exit and entrance. So I knew exactly where it was. And then I just told my mom, Mommy, I know where they are. And then she just pushed me away and said, you don't know anything. And then I just said, no, I do know. I pray to God. And then when I told her that I prayed to God, then she just looked at me and then just said, okay. And so I was running and pulling my mom's arm. And we ran and ran and ran. And then as I pushed the doors open, it was exactly what I saw in my vision. I turned to the right, and then my grandpa and my dad were right there. And then that's how we found them. Oh yeah, and they were laughing. And then my grandpa was smoking, which is what I saw in the vision. Yeah, and they both had their legs crossed too. Thank God. May all the glory be unto his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.